And I know sure. one of the buildings is named after your late father. How yes, big? So how big of a deal was the Fair Week in Mercer County back when you were a youth in Seton? What are some of your memories there?
Well, it was a big deal, and I know at one time they had some financial issues, and I remember my dad saying, "You know what? It's worthwhile saving." He said, "Let's get a group together and let's keep this county fair going." And I think to this day it may be the longest county fair in existence in the United States, even, or at least they used to advertise it that way. But it was an event you look forward to all year. My father was saw to it that I had an animal to show, and we showed some pigs and a few steers along the way, and it was something you just look forward to every year. You know, we had the carnival and all those kind of things that go with a county fair. It was what it was, and a great experience, and again a great learning piece for young individuals to learn how to work their work ethics and be organized and be competitive and win, lose, or draw. You had a good time and a learning session along with it.
Yeah. So and I I've heard about the difficult financial times back in the day, and as you mentioned, a group had to step up and say, "Hey, this thing is worth saving." Do you remember how important it was to your dad? I mean, do you remember some of those days vividly of saying, "Hey, I this means a lot to me." Well, and the people knew it did because they named a building after him.
Yeah, well, he was pretty passionate about it. He signed his name to the note, so that would tell you about how passionate he was about it and how much he believed that they need to keep it going.